Radio 3, it's now 4:30, and time for Nicholas Carolan to explore the contemporary world of Irish traditional music. Old Wine, New Bottles begins with a reel.
There are more people in Ireland now than at any time since the Great Famine of the 1840s. And, perhaps not coincidentally, there is now more Irish traditional music being played than at any time for the last 150 years. Irish traditional music is the most vigorous indigenous music of Western Europe. It incorporates a bewildering array of periods, instruments and styles, some of which represented for the amazement of the millions of viewers throughout the world who saw Riverdance in the interval of the last Eurovision Song Contest. The piece you've just heard was a 19th century, probably, dance tune, played for listeners, rather than dancers, by Mary Bergen, in virtuoso fashion on a simple tin whistle. It was accompanied by a hand drum, taken over from ritual music making, and by a bouzouki, a Greek instrument adapted to Irish music when it was brought home by the first Aegean budget holidaymakers in the 1960s. This richness of music and music associations and these layerings of time are characteristic of Irish traditional music in these last years of the 20th century. It's given us a contemporary music where older styles meet with current innovation to produce new varieties in an ever-evolving tradition.
I am stretched on your grave and will lie there forever. If your hands were in mine, I'd be sure we'd not sever. My apple tree, my brightness, it's time we were together. For I smell of the earth and am worn by the when my family thinks that I'm safe in my bed, from night until morning I am stretched at your head, calling out to the air with tears hot and wild. My grief for the girl that I loved as a child. Do you remember the night we were lost in the shade of the blackthorn and the chill of the frost? Because I still love you, my life and your death. I still would be your shelter through rain and through storm, and with you in your cold grave I cannot sleep warm. So I'm stretched on your grave and will your hands were in mine, I'd be sure we'd not sever. My apple tree, my brightness, it's time we were together. For I smell of the earth and I'm warm.
I am stretched on your grave, a recent translation of a centuries-old love song in Irish, sung by the Voice Squad in a close harmony style which is a recent innovation in Irish singing. The Irish musical tradition has always been essentially melodic rather than harmonic or percussive, but harmony has been creeping in throughout this century with the introduction of accompanying instruments like the piano, guitar and bouzouki, and with more elaborate arrangements of traditional pieces. Here's an 18th century harp tune, Mrs. Edwards, played on the harp by Patrick Cassidy and arranged by him for chamber ensemble in a Baroque sort of style. Harper Patrick Cassidy's arrangement of a tune by the 18th century composer Thurlough Carolan. It's a feature of all music traditions that kinds of musical activity fall out of fashion to await possible later revival. The Irish music tradition is no different, and the last 20 or so years has seen a great national revival of set dancing and its music. Set dances are social group dances which were developed in Ireland in the last century on the basis of ballroom quadrilles. They'd almost been completely forgotten in this century until, for no apparent reason, their time came again. set dancers from the Cork and Kerry borders dancing in a pub to the music of Tony McMahon and Noel Hill on accordion and concertina, two instruments that have now been played for over 100 years in Ireland. Although most Irish traditional instrumental music has a strong, regular beat, percussion instruments have only had a small part to play in the tradition. Then, in the last 30 years, the capabilities of the bawron, the traditional hand drum, have been greatly expanded, and attempts have been made, more recently, to introduce African and Asian percussion instruments. Whether or not they'll take remains to be seen. Pulses, a rhythm composition for bawrons by Mel Mercier and friends. Old wine in new bottles, of course, can refer not just to music and musical styles, but also to the technology which carries the music. There's been a recent trend for the remastering and reissuing of Irish traditional music recordings, which originally appeared earlier this century. And this has been boosted by the large-scale introduction of the CD. Here's the late Luke Kelly singing The Wild Rover, performance that was new and all the rage a mere 30 years ago, but has now become archival.
I've been a wild rover for many years. I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer, let's listen. But now I'm returning with gold in great store. And I never would play the wild rover no more, and if so, I used to frequent. I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such custom as yours I can have any day, and it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. From my pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, I have whiskies and the wines of the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest, and it's no, nay, never. What I've done, and I'd ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oftentimes before, then I never will pay the wild rover no more, and it's no pay.
One last time, and it's so, they never.
Luke Kelly and a live audience with The Wild Rover. Ireland is still a small country where an individual can have a large influence. Micheál Osuluwáin was recently created the first professor of music in the new University of Limerick. He's an influential composer, teacher and musical innovator who has incorporated keyboards into his developments of Irish traditional music. Here, however, in his piano interpretation of an 18th century harp tune named after Plunkett, a music patron, he's in more traditional mode. Micheál Osuluwáin. With the increase in the number of people playing Irish traditional music, there has come a remarkable increase in traditional composition. That is to say, the composition of new melodies in the traditional idiom, made in accordance with the unwritten rules of the music. These are new hornpipes from Irish America, played by their composer, Liz Carroll of Chicago, on fiddle. Thank you. Chicago-born Liz Carroll, her very existence and record a reminder that advances in telecommunications have made Irish America a near extension of Ireland, and vice versa. Teenagers and 20-year-olds who play Irish traditional music usually have a foot in other contemporary music camps, pop, rock, heavy metal, and so on. Sometimes they bring the whole lot together. Mind the Gap by the Irish-speaking Dublin group Keela uses traditional instruments, whistle, illan pipes and bowerons, and a melody in traditional idiom, but also guitars and samplers and a lot of electronic fun.
Mind the Gap.
Dublin group Keela. If I've given the impression that innovation and experimentation are rife in Irish traditional music, well, they are. But that only represents part of the picture. Irish traditional music is a conservative tradition with a broad, stable core of material, and performers who only allow change at a very slow and premeditated rate. It's community music, and there has to be broad consensus for the general acceptance of innovation. when the latest trend has come and gone and the smoke has cleared, people will still be found playing music more or less as their grandparents did. This is the contemporary County Waterford singer Áine Ihiali with a love song that's already been about for some centuries. Maidin Hioc, Misty Morning.
Maidin Hioc, Nora Yairius, is the house of Mas no Kail to. Is an suda bulan chaid me ma lais far vorin. Da hulan ring al fairo quillub na quille geishtob. Is the last no chrile Grainti, no gardai van gommi. Shula chuit bia glushok, ganski, gan stad, gan furu. On ni ha gairad haure gaun is biem rem a shun. Da rau ma re re noch ilub na quille crevig. Is our lover chau Hele no galeke mist hansun. A oi geraling, ba me dir gomiring a dashkiasu. No leising heno. Me dir lum marun ma ha mo khair der gakh pe yim is karun.